Hello, my name is Cindy Bonkoski, and I'm a National Marketing Director from Hampshire, Illinois. 5 years ago, I was invited to a wellness presentation by a friend, and I was praying about what to do with a Ritalin prescription for my daughter in college who was struggling with her grades. I'd also married a farmer, moved out to the boonies, and gained weight from commuting, and was very frustrated that I couldn't get it off anymore like I used to. Well, when I found out that God put 10,000 nutrients in an apple and my vitamin pills only had around 20, it was a no-brainer. I liked three things. First of all, it was God who made the food. Secondly, it was vine-ripened and still had a food label on it, so the company didn't mess it up. And thirdly, there was a stack of proof that it worked. I ordered it for all four of us, Vineyard for my husband and I, just to protect us from heart issues, and chewables in case somebody didn't like the capsules. And Complete because, well, SlimFast didn't work anyway. After a couple of weeks, my hay fever was so improved that I can stay married to the farmer without sneezing to death, so I started sharing. I dropped the extra weight. We never filled a Ritalin prescription. Mandy can be around dogs without getting sick now, and Crystal graduated with a teaching degree. Over time, we've all had multiple health benefits throughout the family, including fighting autoimmune issues and cancer. Sometimes the best you can do for your loved ones is give them better quality while we're here. We will never, ever go without Juice Plus. But I was very upset that as a dental hygienist of 30 years, no one had bothered to tell me about Juice Plus sooner. When I was a single mom without child support, less medical bills would have helped, and I wouldn't have had to go through calling my children in and telling them that I could put a roof over their head and food on the table, but I couldn't get them clothes for school or let them join swim team unless they went out and got a job. I was so miserable at my work that I vowed as soon as possible I would never work for another micromanaging boss again as long as I lived, because I felt my patients had a right to know, and they gave me a gag order. Well, a year later, when they cut my hours and my pay by $1,000, my Juice Plus check covered that, so I was still able to help pay the college tuition for the kids. And I also had a neck injury that was aggravated by my job, and I began to wonder what I would do when I couldn't work anymore. Well, first of all, when I had my first wellness presentation, I only had six people there. And after that, I didn't know how I'd talk to more people. So I remembered Wendy Campbell's three-foot rule that I heard on VoiceCom, that if they're within 3 feet of you, they deserve to know about Juice Plus. So on my way back and forth to work, I would pray for God to bring me people that needed to know this like I had needed it. And I would look for them on my lunch hour. I'd go to the post office, and I found a lady whose son had cancer. And I talked to some other people whose kids had allergies. And I just looked for people to talk to anywhere I went. Eventually, I started looking for craft fairs, trade show booths, farmers markets, anywhere that would let me come and talk to people. And that's what started a lot of my business, to reach strangers through booths. Well, I realized that God didn't make a mistake when he created me to be a blabbermouth with a heart. I wasn't supposed to sit down, shut up, and clean teeth, but to change lives for the better. Of course, I had to tweak things a bit, go through personal growth, and I prayed that God would help me to get better at sharing this message so that I could impact more people so they would be able to experience a better life as I'd been. I started working more and more on Juice Plus, and I cut back a little bit of time with my hygiene hours as I went. And after 3.5 years, I was a qualified national marketing director and was able to quit my job and retire. Well, this is a family business. I used to get paid to leave my girls to go to work, and now I get to do booths with my girls. We all started out doing booths in the business first, and now my husband and both of my girls do this with me because they've seen the changes for themselves and in the family, and they like sharing the word like I do. So when you're looking at how can I get to national marketing director without a good warm market, I will tell you that where there's a will, there's a way. If you don't quit talking to people, you'll find people that are hurting. My driveway is a half a mile long. My nearest neighbor is a mile away. When I married John and moved out here, I didn't know a single person in town. My kids were out of school. I didn't have any contacts for that way. So I found whatever outlet I could, and you will too. God bless.